Speed, three, two, one.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice, somebody hears you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous, your humble, infamous correspondent, Eric A. Sinati, Eric Andrew Sinati, Eric Sinati, right here on the Hostile Zone, on your FM dial, on iHeartRadio, on BBS, or any potentially local stations or cable stations you may be on. And if you want to reach before we get started into the show, you can check the ticker out on the bottom below if you're watching. And it is eric.sinati at bbstalkradio.com. eric.sinati at bbstalkradio.com. Or the Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Or you can always get me at eric@ericandrewsinati.com. Here we are another day on the Hostile Zone, right here on your FM dial, iHeartRadio, and your favorite streaming or podcast platform, and even social media. It is a big day. Lots to tackle today. Lots to unbox. If you're watching, the ticker on the screen says, breaking, Chinese foreign agent arrested in the United States. Shocking ties to former New York official, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Interesting. I'm not here to paint him something that we don't know he is. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty. We don't know what he did or did not know. But this is of a serious nature. But before we get started, I always say, check out all our social media, reach out to the show. I do read your emails. We have a very large request of guests that want to come on the show. And yes, we will be reaching out to guests that we feel are appropriate fits for topics we intend to cover. If we don't get to you, do not be offended and think that we skipped you, because that's not the case at all. There might not have been an available show that was something that was topically related to what your expertise is. So just don't feel like you wasted your time. And if you didn't get a response, send another one. Eventually, we're gonna get to it. So anyway, opening monologue tonight. Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Without you folks, me, my team are nothing. We're not here. Because if you're not checking us out and watching and listening to us, on whatever it is that you're watching or listening, then we're just a regular person. So we thank you, and we thank our sponsors. We have a lot of sponsors. Some more sponsors are coming in on a daily basis. We can't make the commercials fast enough. We're really beating the production team up. Tonight, we're going to break down the shocking news surrounding a former high-ranking New York State government official, Linda Sun, S-U-N, charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese Communist Party. But what raises eyebrows is the surprising connection to former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Folks, this is the highest level. New York City, let's not forget 9/11. Let's not forget it is an area that is a target for anybody that is an adversary of us. That is one of the locations. We know this. He was the governor of New York. This now is something that be broader thought. It's hinting at a deeper political entanglement. We're going to try to dissect the allegations in the hour that we have today. We're going to unravel some covert operations. We do have some on the scene exclusive body footage of this, of one of the searches being conducted in Manhasset, Long Island. I'm not going to give the address of the location because it is a quiet little neighborhood, and I wouldn't want everybody plowing through my neighborhood to check out the federal government in looking at somebody else's house. So it is in Manhasset, Long Island, and she worked for roughly 15 years or so within state government, holding various levels. This is just mind-boggling stuff. If you watched yesterday's show, we specifically talked about artificial intelligence, AI, involved in the grand scheme of the intelligence community and how it is operationally successful to us, but it also had that 15% of not reliable information. Now, you got to spin this all together because we were specifically talking about things that are occurring here in our country that we are attuned to, things that are happening that you may or may not notice. Some other people are more aware in emergency services, national infrastructure, the intelligence community, law enforcement, et cetera, the military, Department of Defense. But they are watching. And let's not forget, we are rolling right up into a presidential election. A presidential election. Again, here we are on our presidential cycle, and we have a foreign adversary doing things on our soil. So we're going to try to unpack this a little bit. I'm not going to get too crazy and wild on you, but we're going to try to examine the national security implications at the larger level and at the lower level. And how does it affect you and me and other Americans? How does it affect Americans who are overseas right now? How does this affect our military readiness? How does this affect everything, because we do not know what Linda's son actually was able to get during her roughly 15-year employment process in state government in New York State. So that is of large concern. I would imagine that they are deeply poring through all of her electronic devices. But if she is truly a spy, and she must be very good to be here for this long and to get that high to up to real tight with the governor for that long in a state with a city that is the largest city and one of the biggest targets must be mind-boggling to people. But what I found interestingly, more so than maybe other people will recognize, is in the fine print, and I did read the indictment papers and stuff like that, and we're going to try to unpack some of it. This is going to have to be a couple-part story, so we're going to hit more on it tomorrow. We actually are doing this show late right now because we were still pulling in information, working on interviews with some people, which hopefully we may have for the next show. There are national security implications, hands down. So stay with us. I'm going to peel back the onion a little bit for you folks and try to give you the pull back that curtain. No holds barred. Call a spade. But before we start doing that, let's get to the relevant famous quote of the day. Power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. Very interesting. Power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton. Very interesting statement. I don't need much explaining on that one. That speaks for itself. When somebody has a lot of power, there are a lot of influences, bad people that find their way around you because they want to suck what you have. It's like a maggot. Or a leech sucking the blood off you. They want to surround themselves with you. They're not your friends. then they're your entourage, but they want something from you. And you either fold and fall into the game and become corrupt and don't realize that you're corrupt. You're helping somebody out. You're giving a little bit of information. No big deal, right? Well, that is a form of corruption. Then when you have, but this is when you have power. When you have absolute power, which you would see in North Korea, in Russia, in Iran, places like that, absolute power, nobody to challenge their power, then absolutely you can guarantee that if you pull back the veil on whoever's the leader, absolutely in power, and they're surrounded by yes men. Anybody that works on my team here knows I don't want a yes man or a yes girl. I want to be told when I made a mistake. So that's not absolute power. Absolute power is when everybody yeses you to death and you make all the decisions. You can bet your last penny that the actions that those people do are the actions of absolutely corrupt. So with that, we're going to go to a short commercial break, and then we're going to unpack this information in the indictment. Don't go anywhere. What'd you think?
Good.
I look good and sound good?
Yes.
I look presidential?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. I really am trying to look that way. All right,
okay.
Count me back in.
All right. And, all right. Where the hell did the thing go? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here on the show. Your humble correspondent, Eric A. Sinati, giving it to you like it is. So, after we were talking here about the Chinese spies, and we don't even know the depth of this yet. This is hours old. At the time of the filming of this show, this is actionable within less than X amount of hours. And still new intelligence is coming forward. So what I'm putting now will be a little different, what you see in the next one. But I'm going to unpack the best I can for you. I did have an opportunity to review the indictment and some of the documents. So the arrest of the Chinese foreign agent, Linda Sun, S-U-N, couple alias names as well, but we're not going to get into that. I might get into a more deep dive onto who she is, who her associates are, and what she's been doing, but that's not on this episode. Indictment for conspiracy, acting as an undisclosed agent of China. Now, you may have heard that before, a couple months back. And I'm not trying to connect these two people, so please don't do this, all right, bots and trolls. But you may have heard of acting as a foreign agent, okay? This has come up a few times in recent times. It came up with Hunter Biden working potentially with Burisma in Ukraine. You're not registering as a foreign agent, whatever. I'm not here to I'm just saying you may have heard that buzzword. It's been one of these words that they've been talking about. The level of working as an agent obviously could be anything from providing the most minuscule piece of intelligence or information to providing the keys to the kingdom. So basically what they're saying, allegations of visa fraud, alien smuggling, money laundering in the high millions. Think about that. So you're talking about visa fraud, alien smuggling, money laundering. What have I been talking about on this show? The porous border on the south of the United States. And we talked about it on several episodes. And we'll talk about it again on another episode because I have tons of video footage of Chinese people. Men of military age, Chinese, crossing the southern border. What are we doing? What's going on, folks? So the broader scope here is to think broader. And I already gave you one little bite. We don't even know who these people are coming in from the south border. We have some coming across the north as well, but primarily the south. But there is a large number of Chinese people. Large. I may try to find the actual number if there is one listed as of now. But the broader scope of espionage in the United States. Let's just put it like this. The United States has not been infiltrated by a spy network like this. Almost in history. If I could think back historically, and I'm sure I'll get botted and trolled, but getting this deep into like spying on us, not our own people flipping. That happens. Our own people get bought out. Just like I said in the quote in the beginning, absolute power and power corrupts. I'm talking about foreign actual agents like this woman. This is unprecedented stuff that the Chinese government has done. Because this, at least in my understanding of what has been done over the years, I believe that the Nazis got very close at one point and actually landed in somewhere in Long Island, New York, or New York City, but it was a very small group of them to do some kind of intelligence stuff, and it didn't really work out the way it was going to go, and I don't know all the details, and that's not the purpose of today's story, but the purpose of what I was meaning with that is that was the last time that people really got in here and worked for a foreign government and was providing intelligence. Now, what we need to worry about is what intelligence did Linda Sun and her cohorts provide? What do they know? What did she have access to? What does she still have access to? And what did she maybe pass off to somebody else, a handler or whatever, or a non-affiliated operator, which is someone that is working for the government but has no real identity affiliation. So they might have passed it off. Could be one of these people coming across our porous border. You just don't know. It's too soon to tell. But here is some food for thought when you're talking about the broader scope, because we're not just talking about this situation. We're going to go on for more. We're going to talk about the arrest of two men last year who were charged with running a secret police station, a secret Chinese police station in Chinatown, New York City. I mean, it just blows my mind. It was literally an undescript building, and it operated, the Chinese secret police were operating there. Now, understand what the secret police, it's like spying. And they also kind of do what certain countries do, with certain police handle laws and other ones handle behavior. What they were doing, we still don't know, but they were operating here. And I'm sure a lot of people in Chinatown knew that. Maybe, I mean, they're here in America, so we're assuming that they're here for a better life. We hope. Maybe it's good that they were found out. Maybe we should have let it go longer to see what they were developing. Who knows? Not an op I was involved in, so I can't speak. Part of the sweeping crackdown on Beijing's influence campaign on the United States, we also cannot forget the audacity. I mean, the sheer audacity, folks, of Chinese espionage efforts exemplified by taking a spy balloon, which was basically a weather balloon, and they flew it across the entire country from all the way from Alaska area, somewhere up there in the north part, all the way across. It flew over military bases. It just flew. People saw it. It was alleged to be a weather balloon or whatever, but ultimately it was shot down by U.S. military fighter jets off the coast of Myrtle Beach. But, you know, I just ask myself, how did that happen and how did it get here? Because for that to happen, where was China going to bring that in to get to the United States? If you do a little geo map in your head here, you look at it came across the United States roughly from Alaska area. So what's on the other side of Alaska? The Bering Strait. What's on the other side of that? Russia. I highly doubt that Chinese did not put a spy balloon that had navigation in it, it had recording devices in it, and it transmitted. And we know that it transmitted data. What data it transmitted remains to be sealed. But still, it had GPS. It traveled across military bases, across our entire country. It was able to communicate, and it was able to receive and send data. And it was obviously able to record and look at everything that it saw. It flew from all the way over there in Alaska area, all the way across to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That runs the span of the entire United States. These three events right here have to make you like cringe. Now, if you want to go even further, about a month ago, there was an incident. NORAD, which is the agency with North America. It's us in Canada, and basically they are in Cheyenne Mountain out there, and they basically are checking what's coming in and out of our airspace, what's coming, you know, anything that is moving in and out of the continental, North America. So they had to scramble fighter jets off the coast of Alaska to intercept Russian, yes, folks, Russian and Chinese aircraft, a Russian bomber and Chinese fighter jets. Yes, folks, at roughly 100 and some odd miles off the coast of our country. Not in our country, but boy, they are right on the line. They're pushing the envelope. The United States scrambled, us in Canada, scrambled fighter jets, and there is video. We're going to show it. And video, it will, and they had to tell them to go on. Now, on the east coast of the United States, Russia has brought submarines right into Cuba, which is 90 miles from Key West, Florida. They have also flown bombers and fighter jets down the east coast of the United States, approximately 150 miles or so off the coast, which is technically international waters. And we do similar things to other people. So I'm not saying this is an act of war. Please don't confuse that. But it is something to be alarmed about because it's not everyday activity. And remember yesterday's episode, the enemy of your enemy is your friend. Remember that. The enemy of your enemy is your friend. When we see a month ago, China and Russia flying in formation right up on our backyard, forcing us to launch alert fighters to scramble them, to chase them away, that is something we need to think clear about. And we need to know who all these people are. Who is Linda Sun? We're going to get more on that. Background on Linda Sun. There's a lot more to be done here, folks. But in the limited time that we have and trying to get this story out to you, I can only get so much in this time. But we are going. Trust me. We're going to continue. Linda Sun held one of the highest ranking positions in New York's government. And her covert allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party, and how did she evade detection? That is what boggles my mind. And it's boggled my mind so much, we're going to take a short break and come right back, and we're going to unpack what's on my mind. Don't go anywhere. Don't make me send a Chinese spy balloon looking for you.
Take a drink.
It's pretty good, right?
Yep.
No, so I gave you a plug for the video for the Jets too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, count me in.
Okay, 3, 2, 1,
and we're back. Thank you, folks. I always appreciate when people actually come back and sit through the show. We really do appreciate it. So she reached the highest levels of government. Who knows what access she actually had? This is all still remain to be seen because there are raids being conducted right now. Still at this time when we're recording, they are still out talking to people. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, there's going to be more. I read a good portion of the paperwork, and I'm trying to break it down as best I can without falling into a sea hole. So she must have been really good. All right. You have to put this, paint the picture, folks. Paint the picture. You're a foreign person in another country, right? But you're pretending to love that country. You secure a position in that government. And then you're there for 15 years, give or take. That's what some reports are saying. Was she an agent that entire time? Did she come in there as an agent? If she did, then boy, oh boy, are there questions to be asked. Because that's more than one administration of governors. That's more than one administration of what's going on at all of New York City, New York State, New Jersey right there, and Connecticut right there. Lots of stuff going on. And if she had such a close connection to Governor Cuomo, then she was probably privy to some of the national security and intelligence briefings. I don't know. I'm just saying, if you reach that far in his office, why would you not be privy to this information if you're working with him in that office? But here's the real thought to ponder. Was she an agent of the Chinese government? Was she a spy with MSS? That's their version of CIA in China, MSS. Was she with them always? Or did she come in, like the quote, she got power and then became corrupt? Did she come in there as living here or whatever she was? And we're going to have more information on her. I have a ton of information, but we can't pack it in one show. But did she come there and get into government to be a spy? Or did she become a spy as she grew in government? And because she grew in government, then she had more power. She was able to do more for China. China was able to help smooth the way and influence things here for her. Maybe so, maybe not. I don't really know. We're going to find this out sooner or later. I don't know. If I were to speculate, that's some very good tradecraft of Linda Sun. She is a very good spy, if indeed she is an intelligence agent, spy, whatever you want to use, word, covert operative, whatever you want to call. She's very good at it if she truly was doing that. She might be innocent for all we know. We don't know. Again, in the United States, in my favorite book here, The Constitution of the United States, you are innocent until proven guilty by a jury of your peers. So we're not persecuting her. We don't know anything other than what's in the paperwork that I saw and what information is out there. So we're not persecuting her. So if you are one of the people that our show or our producers reached out to you for an interview, we will give you full opportunity to say what it is you like. We're not making judgment in advance. We are making judgment in China's behavior. That is a very solid stance on this show. And it, I believe, is a very solid stance as Americans. So, hands down, we are taking a stance on China's aggression and China's overreach, but we are not passing judgment on her because she has not been found guilty. She got an indictment and was charged. You can indict a ham sandwich. As the old saying goes, anybody can be indicted. It doesn't take anything to be indicted. So, I want to really know if she came in before and was part of the Chinese government, and she infiltrated, and that is a very, very bad thing. That means she's very good, and she had a very good network. Why do I say that? Because it takes a lot to do what she did, to be able to face all of these people on a daily basis for a long period of time, with all the different things that they're involved in, the committee hearings, the meetings. There are background checks that are continuously done, especially if you're going to be in seeing or being exposed to sensitive information, whether it be public trust, confidential, and then their secret, top secret, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. If she was exposed, we don't know. Then there would have been an adjudication process for her to have access to that. So if she was, then it is a very good network that they create to do that. They did a good job, if that it be the case. I find it more likely than not, in my this humble correspondent's opinion, and Sanati's opinion, I believe that she probably was got compromised somewhere along the way of her career. Because I find it way too difficult, I think, in tradecraft-wise, for her to have been in doing this for 15 years and not anybody raise an eyebrow. I mean, and they're talking so a lot of money laundering here, too. But I just don't, I mean, were they sleeping? Now, I don't know. I mean, Governor Cuomo, were you sleeping? What was going on? What's happening here? I mean, I'm not blaming you directly, Governor. I don't know what's going on with you and investigation and potential charges and et cetera. There's lots of speculation and different papers out there. So on this show, I'm not going to say what I believe is happening right now, but we'll discuss that maybe on tomorrow's show. But on this show, we never accuse people of anything until they are found guilty by a jury of their peers, or if they come out right and admit it. I am a true believer of the Constitution, and I'm a believer that we should not try people in the media. Speaking of the media, let's go to commercial break. Get a drink of water. Get ready. We got more to unpack. See you in a minute.
Okay.
What do you think?
How far are you going to go? You're going to quit at 50, right? 45? Do it 45.
I may run over, you know what, this way. If you don't have it done, I mean, I got to get to pack the information if it runs over.
Well, if we do the information, it's just not going to have the commercials in it.
All right. I'm just going to keep where I'm going, and you just tell me what you think it's time to kill. I'll try to kill it at 55. I'll try to kill before the 1 hour mark, okay?
Okay.
I think I could pick it up, but
because I want to put the Bianca thing on the end, and
yeah, I'm going to see her tomorrow, so she definitely needs to be in some songs and shit.
Well, I'm not going to put a song in there, but except for the national anthem, and I will put that in.
All right.
So we need, I mean, you need to stop at least 55 or just before.
Okay, I'll stop at 50. Kill me at 50. All right, bring me back in.
All right. And three. Okay. 2-1.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Thank you very much. So there's so much to unpack here. I mean, I got my notes here in front of me. I've been working hours on this, talking all kinds of people, all kinds of contacts. I guess there's going to have to be a deep dive, an exploration of Governor Cuomo's political network, and to see how many of his political activities overlapped with Ms. Sun's activities, Linda Sun's activities. So I'm sure that there is probably warrants being served at several different locations all over New York for not just Linda Sun, but other people as well. And, you know, that'll be, you know, we'll have to see where that goes. So I'm not on this show. I just don't like to say what I think, and I'm not going to make any speculations. I do kind of have ideas of what's going down, but I'm not going to confirm anything until I see it in red and I know it's real. I don't want to hurt somebody on air for no reason. But we need to do a deep analysis of controversies during Cuomo's time in office and see if they hold any relevance to this case. Now, here's an interesting piece. People remember Governor Cuomo and his brother Cuomo, who was with CNN and was terminated from CNN. He's with News Nation now. I don't remember the specifics of what they did, but it was during the COVID-19 debacle, and there was some statements made about nursing homes or something. I don't really know, and I'm not here to beat that down because that is not the topic, but they must analyze these different things that transpired during his administration while this woman was right there with him. So whether or not you want to talk about that, I mean, God, I never want to hear COVID-19 again. I'm ready to go past that. I'm tired of the word Russian collusion. I'm done with that. I'm done with COVID-19. I'm done with a lot of things. And I want to be done with this election and this Chinese stuff too. But doesn't appear to be anytime soon. Statements from Cuomo's representatives state that they're denying any involvement. Of course, that's the case. I mean, not that he's not, and not that it's a lie, but any good a lawyer that's worth a nickel is always going to deny the allegations, and any good public relations person and whoever is representing Governor Cuomo or former Governor Cuomo in this matter and any other matters he may be involved in, of course, that's going to be the first statement. So you take that with a grain of salt, but you also have to believe that that grain of salt may actually hold the truth. A lot of times when you deny, you really are innocent. So again, we don't want to vilify somebody on this show. What I'm concerned about is the implications for national security in the United States across the board, because this is just getting out of control. We have an election popping up on us in like a month or so. We have potential damage to national security, specifically with Chinese infiltration. What other infiltration is out there that we don't know about? And that is what really needs to be looked at. And this is going to be going on for a long time. And sadly, in the intelligence world and in this business here, these people will be hung out to dry. So they either end up dead or they just take the fall. They either end up dead, there's a couple things that happen. They end up dead, they disappear, or they just take the blame for everything and don't give any, or just take the blame and then stay silent. So it's going to be extremely difficult to bring this, really make sure that this is a strong connection to China. And the fact that they were able to do this at the magnitude that they're working on this, there must be more to this than what is on the paper right now in front of us. What I found to be extremely interesting, which we discussed on yesterday's show, was about AI, artificial intelligence. We talked about cyber and things like that. Well, generally, this is an FBI, Department of Justice thing, which it is, but the counterterrorism, counterintelligence and intelligence and security agencies were actively involved in this as well, which actually is a great spin caveat back to yesterday when I said that CIA, NSA, and these other agencies are working with TIs, targeted individuals outside the United States. We were talking about the collection of information and data, etc. So what was interesting is that is a perfect segue to here we are right now, the following day, because it's literally almost what we talked about yesterday. And surprisingly enough, the specific division that we discussed in yesterday's show was the primary in this case. FBI and DOJ responses to the arrest and ongoing investigation. You know, they did put out some information. It is very fragmented information. I'm getting sources telling me one thing from one spot and sources from another spot. A lot of it sounds really credible to me, with my experience, knowledge, and, you know, in holding the reasonable person standard. It sounds credible, but there's two different versions. Maybe both versions are right, and we just don't even know yet that this one exists. I don't know. This is going to be something that is going to require a lot of investigation. And what I do hope does not happen is another situation where intelligence community agencies overreach out of fear. After 9/11, the Patriot Act was passed, and I will be honest, I supported the Patriot Act at the time, having been a 9/11 responder and whatever, and the other things I've been involved in, military, etc. After that, I believe the Patriot Act was good for the sense that we could get the intelligence before this stuff happens, and then it kind of ran wild. And then that's why we mentioned Ed Snowden. Yes, Edward Snowden yesterday on the show. And it's very relevant today because it got out of control. And then he whistle blew, and then Project Prism fell apart. And everybody knows about it. So I just hope that this scare does not take us to a place where we head down a road of, well, it's okay, you can check and read all my stuff, my papers, my computer, my phone, because I got nothing to hide. Listen, everybody has something to hide. Even if it's just the picture of yourself when you come out of the shower and you're tracking your change of your body going to the gym. Something stupid like that. You didn't even send it to somebody, but you're monitoring what you look like during your training process or whatever, your conversation with your mother, your girlfriend, whoever. Yes, you all have something to hide. Doesn't mean it's criminal. Doesn't mean it's bad. Doesn't mean you should be ashamed of it. It just means it's personal to you. It's not for anybody else. And if you heard me say it 1,000 times on this show, the government does not belong in your bedroom. It's that simple. But at the same time, we have to protect ourselves from situations like this. So I hope that we immediately get Congress involved, get Senate involved, get the agencies riled up together. People communicate between the agencies, and let's start holding hearings. Let's start doing what needs to be done to get to the bottom of this and see how far it truly leads. Because if she truly was in there for 15 years, and that's what we're hearing now, I don't know it's fact, don't bot and troll me, but if she worked within government in the state of New York for 15 years, that's a lot of information, a lot of connections. And folks, you don't understand, in this intelligence spy world, it does not take much information to take down something. I'll give you a quick, for instance, if person A and person B work in an office building for an unnamed intelligence agency, and person A knows person B, like I said yesterday, compartmentalized. I work over here and do what I do. You do what you do, even when we're in the field or whatever. That's how this is supposed to work. So person A and person B may not know what A and B are doing, but they do know who A and B are. They know each other's names. They know some basic information on who these people are. They know what car they get into in the parking lot. They know some basic stuff. And then if they became friends along the way, doesn't mean you're communicating about your job. You're respecting the sanctity of the oath that you took. You're respecting security and the people of America, but you became friends. So just by compromising person B, and that person gives the name of person A, they get one name. That leads to another name. to another name, to finding out where you live, to following you in your car, to seeing what bank you work at, and then it's now they're going to start grooming you to move in. And that's how you get compromised. So yes, it doesn't take much. It takes just giving up the address of where you work or somebody's name that works in your office. This is important stuff. This is very important stuff. I hope you understand that this is a bigger nut to crack than just some fighter planes off the coast, a spy balloon, and some spies potentially in the government. All they need to do is just start giving out information, small bits of information, tiny things, names, birth dates, anything. Social media pages. Folks, pay attention to your social media. What are you putting out there? Food for thought. So, reactions from public figures and law enforcement regarding the arrest and Cuomo's alleged involvement. So, again, alleged involvement. We're going to leave it like that and just see how this plays out. Okay? Public sentiment and media coverage is focusing on the broader implications for New York politics. What comes next? I don't really know. I mean, I don't know how much politics comes into play, but they are looking at that. Is it going to be something where people are going to change party thoughts and opinions because of this? I don't know. I wouldn't say, oh, all Democrats do that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I'm not saying that Governor Cuomo did this. I don't have a clue. I met the man maybe 3 or 4 times, spoke to him maybe twice. Chris, a few more times than that. I don't know anything more than that. And we should be aware that he is entitled to be presumed innocent until proven guilty, if indeed there is anything going on with that. With that said, we're going to take a very short commercial break and come right back at you so we can pack the rest of this and push you on to tomorrow. Ready?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So let me know when.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking by on the commercial. We thank you and we thank our sponsors. So what's going to come next? Well, obviously, Linda's son and her husband are going to have a legal proceeding. It's going to be obviously in the federal, I think the Southern District. I'm not exactly sure. I had the paper in my hand and I briefly looked at where actually it was going to go to, but I did read the indictment and the rest of the stuff. But her and her husband will have legal proceedings. I'm not aware. We did have communication with a couple different people, but we're trying to get them on the show. One potential lawyer that may be in on the case. We are doing messages back and forth to see if we can get that person on the show. But the potential outcomes is just mind-boggling, truly. The ripple effects this may be on future intelligence policies in the United States. And that's truly what I said before. That's what scares me, is that between the spy balloon and now this woman and her husband, and then you have the secret police station in New York City. We know that China and Russia flying fighter jets and bombers and all kinds of nonsense. China has been pushing force in the China Sea, which has become a situation for coalition military forces. That what I worry about is, what is the intelligence community, specifically CIA and NSA, and their affiliates and contractors, what is going to be done to combat this? We have to investigate. We have to see what the connections are. Then we have to find it and follow the trail. Like they say, follow the money, follow the trail, and then what is going to be done to combat this from happening again, and ensuring what information was compromised is resecured, or we go a different direction and have to change ideas. And that wouldn't be the first time in American history that something was leaked and they had to redo it a different way. So, folks, it's been an exciting episode. I can't begin to tell you how much data and research I have. I'm going to be putting out more information. We're going to do more on this. I'm putting out an article. We'll be out tomorrow during the day after this. But in summary and conclusion, this arrest underscores the growing threat of foreign influence in our political institutions, in American society. At what point do we say to ourselves, enough is enough? People are so busy worrying about what pronoun they want to use or what they want to do with genderization in school and all this stuff. And again, I don't really care what people do. I really don't. I'm not even going to have an opinion. But is that what we're focusing on? People are seeing that and seeing us as weak. Look what China has done in this, in the Biden administration. And I'm not blaming President Biden. I'm just saying in the past 4 years, we had the spy balloon, several flybys with Russia and now China. We had these people who are working in there, the secret police station, and some other things that are not actually publicly available yet that has happened and that are currently being looked into. That is the broader picture. When are we going to get past what pronoun somebody wants to use? And what lifestyle you choose. We need to look past that. We are Americans, regardless of what pronoun you use, what affiliation you have, political, what gender affiliation, what sexual orientation, what religion, whatever you are. This document here, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States right here, articulates that you have the right to free speech. So why are we fighting free speech amongst our own people when we have foreign nations exercising their personal free speech of taking ours and using it against us? Keep that in mind next time you want to make a snide remark to somebody because you don't like their whatever it is that they're doing. It's not woke. It's just called a cultural change. You know, everybody always thinks everything is bad, and then things kind of blend and become normal. If we focused on what's important, maybe things like this might not happen. With the ties leading back to one of New York's most well-known and powerful political figures, Andrew Cuomo, and the blatant acts of Chinese espionage, like I said before, the spy balloon incident and the ramifications of this case are far-reaching. That's why I'm going to have to do plenty of follow-up on this story. So with that, Sinati's call to action is never more important than today, okay? Look at what just transpired and is transpiring as we speak. Stay informed. If you come to this show nightly, you will be informed on something, I promise you. And if there's a topic you want brought up, email the show. Call in. We will do our best. Sign up for premium membership, and you can have direct access to additional journals, video clips, and actual potential email, direct email responses from me and other members of the staff providing information. And we use that money to keep the show going, and we donate to several different people and several different organizations. So it's well worth that opportunity. So we're going to pay attention to this. We're going to go over this. I'm going to unpack more on you tomorrow. But as I always say, I'm going to thank you for joining me this evening. and being here tonight, listening to me bloviate for an hour. But I hope you listened. I hope you listened because what I gave you was real. I said it like it is. I didn't put any extra information. I didn't take anything out. Stay tuned to social media. Pay attention to us. We may be putting out random live feeds if there's new information coming out. I want to make sure you get real news. Special thanks. Bianca C. is not here. S-E-A. She's not here today. Again, she's working on her album. Special thanks to her because she is going to close us out in a minute. But until next time, always 360, 365. 180 forward, 180 behind you. Your head's on a swivel at all times, 365 days a year. Because as you can see from tonight's story, danger does not take a day off. Our enemies don't go on vacation, so you shouldn't either. Our historic quote for the day: the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Thomas Jefferson. And to bring us out on a light note, production, are you there, Carrie? I have the joke of the day.
Oh my God, I've waited all day for this.
Oh, yeah, you're excited, right? As if you're not looking at it over there anyway. Why did the spy break up with their partner?
Why did the spy break up with their partner?
Yeah, why did the spy break up with their boyfriend or girlfriend?
Because they were two-faced?
No, they needed more intelligence. Boom! La, 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 la. It's a good one, right?
In your face!
I love it. Yeah, all right, anyway, folks, catch us tomorrow night. Check out for some live streams. I might be putting something out. I also am going to be putting out some articles with more detailed information. We only had an hour. Get us back tomorrow night. Miss Bianca's going to take us out with pride, honor, and glory. Take it away.